Let's read two passages, please.
我们先看民数记第二章。
First is in Numbers chapter 2.
民数记第二章我们要读第一跟第二节。
We will read verse 1 and 2.
耶和华晓谕摩西亚伦说，以色列人要各按各归自己的道下，在本族的旗号那里对着会幕的四围安营。
Numbers chapter 2, verse 1. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, Every one of the children of Israel shall camp by his own standard, beside the emblems of his father's house. They shall camp some distance from the tabernacle of meeting.
我们再看《使徒行传》，我们看第二章。
Now Acts chapter 2.
我们读四十一节跟四十二节。
We will read verses 41 and 42.
使徒行传四十一章啊，对不起，第二章四十一节、四十二节。
Acts 2 verses 41 and 42.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了三千人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，拨饼，祈祷。
Acts 2:41 and 42. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers.
这里乃是讲到当五旬节来到的时候，彼得第一次传福音，有三千人得救，得救的人是如何在主面前的聚会。
Here on the day of Pentecost, Peter first preached the gospel, and there were about 3,000 people who were converted. And these two verses tell us how they conducted their meetings.
好，我们圣经暂时读到这里，我们请低头再有点祷告。
Now we shall pause here from our scripture reading. Would you please bow your head again? Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们是在欢喜快乐能够在你复活的早晨一同聚在你宝座的跟前。
Lord, we rejoice and we are glad that on the day of your resurrection we can be gathered before your throne.
我们要把心中深处的爱戴和赞美来归给你。
We want to offer to you all our praises and thanksgiving from the very bottom of our heart.
我们相信主，你实在乐意施恩给我们的主。
We believe that, Lord, it pleases you to give us grace.
你要临到我们如同清晨的日光，早晨的甘露。
You want to lead us as the dew in the morning, as the day spring on high.
你要用你的话再一次来喂养我们。
Once again, you will feed us with your words.
因此我们在这个时候求你来刚强为你出口的弟兄。
Therefore, at this time, we ask you to strengthen the brother who speaks for you.
你把刚强仁爱谨守的灵赐给他。
Give him the spirit of strength and love and a sober mind.
叫他能够忠心地把你的话释放在弟兄姊妹的中间。
So that he can release your words faithfully in the midst of all the brethren.
我们也把翻译的姊妹一同带到你的跟前。
We also bring the sister who translates for you.
并且把听你话的所有的儿女一同在你圣灵的带领底下。
And also the children who listen to your word under the Holy Spirit.
我们一同等候在你的跟前。
Together we simply wait on you.
愿主在这里说话。
Lord, may you speak to us.
仆人们在这里静听。
Your servants here.
我们把一切感谢敬拜归给你。
We just give you all the thanksgiving and worship.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.弟兄姊妹，我们上一次提到基督徒的生活乃是以基督为我们生活侍奉敬拜的中心。
Brothers and sisters, last time we mentioned that the Christian living should be centered upon Christ, who is the very center of our worship service.
我们从刚刚所读旧约的圣经，我们就可以看到
From the passages in the Old Testament, which we just read, we could see it here.
在以色列人蒙拯救之后，他们开始要在旷野起行，神就教导他们如何安营，如何行动。
After Israelites are redeemed, and when they're about to go into the wilderness, the Lord teaches them how they should move about, how they should encamp.
不管他们在安营的时候，或者是行动的时候，会幕乃是他们的中心。
The tabernacle is always the center of them, whether they are encamping or whether they are moving out.
神乃是他们眼目所当注意的，不管在各方面。
From every aspect, God should be the very object of their gaze.
那我们如果用今天新约时代的眼光来看这件事情，也是一样的原则。
It's the same principle in view of the New Testament's principle.
我们今天乃是活在这个世界上。
Today we are living in this world.
这世界乃是一个大而可畏的旷野。
And this world is just a great and awesome, dreary world.
神仍然是我们的一切的中心。
Even so, God is still the very center of everything of ours.
不管我们的侍奉、我们的生活、我们的敬拜呢，乃是以基督为我们的中心。
So, in our service, in our worship, in everything that Christ should be our very center.
那当我们去看整个圣经所记载，不管在旧约或者是新约的里面。
Now, as we read, whether in New Testament or Old Testament, all accounts.
有一个原则，我们就能够看到。
Spell out one same principle.
当神的儿女不以神为中心的时候，
That is, when God's children are not centered in God Himself,
他们就要落在许多软弱悲惨的光景当中。
They will fall into many weak and miserable conditions.
我们从耶稣雅记可以看出这一个原则。
We could see this principle in the book of Joshua.
从四世纪可以看出这个原则。
And also, we could see the same principle in Judges.
但是当神的儿女回转来归向神的时候，
However, when God's children return to God,
是他们生活侍奉敬拜的中心的时候，
When God again becomes their very center of worship and service,
在他们的生活上，在他们属灵的情形上，都要显出那个荣耀的见证来。
Then the glorious testimony will be revealed in their living, in every part of their life.
我们读到新约圣经的时候，我们就看见在帖撒罗尼迦的教会，他们信主，他们是怎样的能够撇下一切来跟随主。
As we read in New Testament at the Thessalonica Church, how they could forsake everything to serve their God.
圣经告诉我们，他们就能够成为马其顿跟亚该亚这两个罗马省所有信主人的榜样。
And all the Thessalonian saints have become the very model of all the Christians at Achaia and Macedonia.
但是当人开始又回到以自己为首要的时候，
But whenever men return to their own condition as self-centered,
我们从哥林多的教会的情形，我们就看见显出许多的软弱跟失败。
Then we could see, just as in the Corinthian church, we could see so many weaknesses and so many failures.
所以在整个圣经里头，让我们看到以神为中心乃是我们当走的唯一的一条道路。
So the Bible points it out that God-centered way is the only way that we should walk in.
很多的时候，我们蒙恩得救。
So many times that we are saved by His grace.
传福音的人把福音传给我们。
After people who share the gospel have told us about the very gospel,
我们啊、有什么需要？我们有什么啊、软弱？我们有什么需啊、帮需要的帮助？我们来到神面前，神都能够解决我们。
When we come before God, He always solves all our needs, all our problems.
我想啊、这一些都没有错。
All these are right.
神实在是乐意施恩啊、拯救怜悯我们的神。
Because our God is the God who is pleasing to save us, to give us all the grace.
但是我们不能够停留在这个地方。
However, we shall never stay at the same spot.
因为神他拯救我们有他更高的荣耀的目的。
Because God has saved us for a more glorious purpose.
我们这个人从啊亚当遗传所下来的就是以自己为中心。
We are descendants of Adam and we are always self-centered.
我有我自己的想法。
I have my own thoughts.
我有自己的打算。
I have my own planning.
我有自己的目的。
I have my own goals.
我能够成全我的目的。
And I can do all these things.
我想就着一方面来讲啊，就着人这一方面来讲啊，这可以说一个积极的人生观。
Well, if you view it from a man's point, that this is a very positive outlook of your life.
但是在啊，我们跟随主之后
，But after we follow the Lord,
圣经让我们看见我们乃是伏在神大能权柄的底下。
The Bible shows us that we should be subject under the dominion of God's great power.
因为他是全能的神。
Because He is the Almighty God.
我们所能做的实在说来非常有限。
What we could do is so limited.
神今天要按着他荣耀的目的来带领我们。
Today God will lead us according to His glorious purpose.
所以我们要学习能够在按着他的旨意来跟随他。
Therefore we have to learn to follow Him according to His purpose.
那上一次我们也提到啊，如何跟随他的这一条路。
Last time we mentioned the very way in which we should follow Him.
我们来跟随他啊，实在是需要在属灵上啊有学习。
As we are following Him, we need to learn some spiritual lessons here.
那我们提到有三个方面。
And we mentioned the three points.
第一方面乃是讲到我们这个人要学习有一个奉献。
The first aspect is that we as individuals have to learn to consecrate ourselves.
保罗在哥林多前书对不起，在罗马书第十二章第一跟第二节讲到我们要把自己献上当作活祭。
Now in Paul in Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2 mentioning that we shall offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
那奉献呢，乃是我们蒙恩得救的人一开始跟随主的第一个属灵的学习。
To offer yourself to God is the very first lesson we need to learn after we have been saved by His grace.
奉献的根基乃是根基于爱。
And this very foundation of consecrating yourself is according to love.
因为主的爱激励我们。
Because the Lord's love constrains us.
我们愿意把自己奉献给主。
So we're willing to offer ourselves to Him.
我们本来是出于尘土，仍然要归于尘土的人。
From dust we come, and to dust we shall return.
我们实在在这个世上没有指望。
So in this world, we simply have no hope.
但是主今天付上如此大的一个代价来拯救我们。
But today the Lord has paid such a great price to save us.
这个爱是当我们还做仇敌的时候，他已经爱上了我们。
This love with which He loved us is even when we were yet His enemies.
他已经为我们死在十字架上。
And He has died on the cross for us.
所以当我们蒙恩得救的时候，
So after we're saved by grace,
我们在主爱激励的底下，
Under the spurring of the Lord's love,
我们奉献给主。
We simply consecrated ourselves to the Lord.
奉献乃是把主权交给主。
which simply means to give your autonomy to Him.
我们不再以自己为中心。
No longer are we self-centered.
我们愿意把我们的主权交给主。
We're willing to offer to Him our autonomy.
那第二方面呢，我们需要从主的话来啊，认识到主他的心意。
Secondly, we need to know God's will from His Word.
我们从提摩太后书第三章我们可以看见。
From 2 Timothy chapter 3, we read.
在第三章，保罗提醒提摩太，他说。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3, he reminded Timothy.
在这末了的世代有危险的事。
He said that in this last time, there are perilous days.
人要专顾自己。
Man will be self-concerned.
人越过越以自己为中心。
And more men become very self-centered.
然后保罗就讲到许多不法的情形。
And then Paul talked about many lawless conditions.
这些情形都是人以自己为中心所带出来的结果。
All these are the very conditions when you're self-centered.
所以到了第三章最末了的时候。
So when we come to the very last part of chapter 3.
保罗要提摩太在神的话语上特别的谨慎。
Paul reminded Timothy that he had to take heed, especially in God's word.
他说到说，圣经都是神所默示的。
Therefore, he said that all scripture is given by inspiration of God.
于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益处的。
And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
要教属神的人得以完全。
So that a man of God may be complete.
我们能够侍奉神。
Thoroughly equipped for every good work to serve him.
换句话说，保罗在这一章的里面。
To put it another way, in this chapter, Paul,
保罗让我们看见主的话能够矫正我们脱离自己。
Shows us that through God's word, it's able to correct us to be rid of ourselves.
我想在圣经，在诗篇第119篇也讲到同样的一件事情。
And in Psalm 119 speaks of the same thing.
圣经最长的章的书呢，就是在诗篇第119篇。
The longest chapter in the Bible is Psalm 119.
有176节。
It has 176 verses.
里头都是讲到神的话如何来矫正我们这个败坏的人。
They all speak of God's word, how they could adjust, correct us, the corrupt man.
所以我们不能够忽略来读神的话。
So we shall never neglect to study God's word.
我们需要主借着他的灵，在他的话语当中显出他的亮光来。
We need the Lord through His Spirit to show us the light in His word.
第三方面，我们也提到我们需要学习背十字架来跟随主。
Now thirdly, we also mentioned that we have to learn to take up our cross to follow the Lord.
因为主的十字架乃是叫我们这个天然的旧人能够被拆毁被除去。
Because the Lord's cross will pull down, will cast away our old man.
神的在我们每一个人的身上总是有这一个工作的原则。
Now in every one of us, God always has this principle of His working.
神乃是先显明我们的光景。
That is that God would first reveal our true conditions.
神接下来就要拆毁我们。
Next, He will pull down us.
拆毁不是神的目的。
Now, this abolishing is not God's purpose.
神要用他复活的生命重新来建造我们。
Instead, He wants to build us up with His risen life.
很多的时候，我们总以为我们这个人还不错。
So many times we always feel that we are not too bad.
也许我这一方面稍微不好，我只要改一下就好了。
Maybe on this point I'm not doing quite well. As long as I can correct it, I'm fine.
但是实在说来，从圣经的亮光里面，我们实在是一无是处。
But practically speaking, in view of the light from the Bible, we are good for nothing.
因为 就算我们的义在神面前也不过像破烂的衣服。
Because even our righteousness before God is just a filthy rag.
所以神需要借着十字架来拆毁我们。
Therefore God needs to tear us down through His cross.
叫他荣耀的生命能够在我们的身上重新啊，能够把我们建造起来。
So that His glorious life will once again build us up.
好叫我们能够磨成神儿子的形象。
And then we can be conformed to the very image of God's Son.
那说到我们啊，能够以神为中心。
Now as to this point of a God-centered.
十字架的功课更是需要在我们的身上有更深的工作。
Then the work of the cross needs to work even deeper in us.
因为许多的时候，我们的意见跟主的定义呢是完全相反的。
Because so many times our thoughts are so contrary to God's destined plans.
所以啊，我们需要经过十字架的对付。
Therefore, we need to be dealt with by this cross.
那今天呢，我们要继续往前来看这一个点。
Now, today we would like to consider the same point further on.
我想我们继续来看到底我们在生活上在侍奉上如何学习来啊以基督为中心。
We want to learn how we could be God-centered in our living and in our service, in our worship.
我想啊早上呢我愿意啊与弟兄姊妹来交通到啊在过去一段时间呢啊有一位姊妹私底下跟我有一点交通，那我觉得啊，这个交通呢，在它里面是一个问题，在过去呢，也是我自己的一个问题。但是我在想，圣灵今天早上啊，让我有这个感动，也愿意啊，跟弟兄姊妹有一点交通呢，因为我想在许多弟兄姊妹的心中也有同样的一个困惑。
This morning, I would like to fellowship with you on something which a sister privately shared with me, and what she shared used to be my question also, and under the moving of the Holy Spirit, I feel that I would like to share this with you also this morning.
那我想在这个交通的对话里面，我只是把许多的事情啊，按着他的事实陈明在弟兄姊妹的面前。
Now, during the conversation of our fellowship here, I will simply display everything before you according to what she has talked to me about.
我盼望圣灵能够在我们的心中说更开启的话语。
Now, I hope the Holy Spirit will work us to enlighten us.
我们也没有去定罪任何人的意思。
I have no intent at all to condemn anybody.
那有两个很关键的问题。
Now, two very crucial points involved here.
第一个问题呢，姊妹问到说，啊，在我们这一代呢，啊，有一个很大的一个聚会，他们有一个很好的啊主日学，有信息也不错，对儿童的带领的主日学也很好，啊，他想要去那里听看看，问我的意见怎么样。
Question one is that our sister told me that in our neighborhood there is a very big congregation. They have very good Sunday school message children's program. And she's thinking of going there to start meeting.
当她问起这个问题的时候，我在主面前有个祷告。
When she asked me about this question, then I had this prayer before my Lord.
我说主啊，如果我不能够帮助他的话，你就叫我闭口不言。
I pray to the Lord saying that Lord, if I'm not able to help her, tell me to shut up.
因为呢，我不想要说出不造就人的话。
Because I do not want to say things that are not edifying.
但是主呢，在我里面给我一点的开启。
However, the Lord seems to enlighten me a bit.
也许我可以交通一下。
So I would like to share on this.
所以我一开头呢，我就问她说，你有特别的原因吗？
So I asked her in the very beginning that do you have any special reasons to go there?
因为有些人因为身体啊并不是啊太啊合适在我们这里聚会时间那么长。
Because our meeting is very long, and some people, because of physical reasons, are not quite used to our meeting style.
并且来这里聚会有时候开车也很久。
And also, it might be it simply takes too long to drive here.
所以啊，不方便来这里聚会。
So it is simply inconvenient to meet here.
那啊。如果你真是要去那边聚会，也许我们啊，我可以提出主给我几个想法。
But I told her that if you really want to fellowship over there, I would like to share with you a few thoughts from the Lord.
因为在这之前，主在我里面给我一个感动。
Because before this, the Lord had put a feeling in me.
因为实在说来，在人的深处，人心中所想望的乃是以自己。啊，为中心在那里，为考量。
Because in the very depth of a man's heart, man is always self-centered. It's always self-service.
所以我就问他第一个问题，我说你应该啊宝贵我们这里的波饼聚会。
So I asked her this very first question, and I said to her, "You should treasure very much of our breaking bread service here."
因为波饼聚会乃是主在地上所设立唯一两个聚会。
Because breaking bread is one of the two meetings that the Lord set up on earth.
第一个就是波饼聚会。
First is breaking bread.
第二个乃是受浸聚会。
The second is the baptism.
波饼聚会，主有一颗心，何等乐意来亲近他的儿女。
At breaking bread, our Lord just had this heart to be drawn to His children.
不错，我们平常在灵里头也常常跟主有交通。
Indeed, in our spirit, we often fellowship with our Lord.
但是，当我们主日一同聚集的时候
，But on Sundays when we come together,
我们一同来亲近主。
When we come together to draw near to the Lord,
我们把赞美、把颂赞来归给主。
When we give to the Lord with all our worship and thanksgiving,
这是主心中一个渴慕。
And this is indeed the Lord's deepest desire in His heart.
这一个渴慕也应当成为我们的渴慕。
And this longing, this desire, should also become ours.
虽然我们每个礼拜都有波饼聚会
，although on every Sunday we have this breaking of bread,
很容易。落成一个固定的形式。
It's quite easy. It would turn into a ritual.
但是我常常提醒我自己。
But I always remind myself.
不能因为外面是一个固定的聚会。
We don't because of this outward routine.
我里面就变成啊，好像不过是一个 routine， 一个啊固定的一个形式而已。
Don't make it change my heart to thinking this is just a routine ritual.
我曾经也经过这个日子。
I also went through the same kind of experience.
我在这里聚会超过20年了。
I have been meeting here over 20 years.
波饼聚会参加20年了。
I have been attending this breaking bread over 20 years.
曾经有一段时间，我也真是落在一个。啊，为聚会而聚会的光景。
And there was a period of time when I fell into this kind of condition where I simply went to meetings for the sake of meetings.
但是这几年主重新再把他的爱在我里面激励我。
But during these years, once again, the Lord has constrained us with His love within me.
让我看见主何等看重这个聚集。
So I could actually see that how our Lord relishes this meeting.
让我心中也宝贵这一个聚集。
And then my heart also treasures this meeting.
当我心中宝贵这个聚会的时候
，When my heart treasures this kind of gathering,
我里面就有一个渴慕，在每一次聚会要来遇见主。
And within me, I have this longing that I want to meet our Lord at every meeting.
我在聚会的时候。我唱诗歌或者是啊弟兄姊妹在祷告的时候我都开始学习要专注。
at a meeting when we're praying or when brothers and sisters are singing hymns, I'm trying to learn the lesson of being focused.
诗歌里面有许多赞美，能够把我们的心再一次来提起来，转向主。
In our hymnal, there are so many hymns that once again could lift up our hearts into praising Him.
弟兄姊妹的祷告，让我们仔细听的时候，我们的心也一同被带到主的跟前。
As you listen intently to brothers and sisters' prayers, once again our hearts will be lifted up to the Lord.
因此，我们啊。里面的人就先被带火起来。
Therefore, the inward man is first quickened.
并且我们来到主的面前，我们再一次思想在过往的这个礼拜。
And else, as we are brought before the Lord, as we reflect on the previous week,
我们省察我们的自己。
As we reflect on our very own selves,
我们在什么事上得罪了主。
And in reference to the things that we sinned against the Lord.
我们得罪了人。
Again, offended people.
我们在主面前有悔改，有认罪。
Then before the Lord, we would acknowledge our sins, we repent.
主的宝血重新洗净我们。
And the Lord's precious blood once again cleanses us.
让我们的心再一次在面主的面前能够重新啊得到力量。
So our heart is once again strengthened before the Lord.
我想这是我们需要看重的。
And I believe this is something we really need to treasure.
第二方面。
Now, secondly,
我再跟他提起说在我们这里啊有一个很宝贵的地方。
I also talked to her about one very precious thing in our fellowship.
乃是讲中文讲英文的我们一同聚会。
That is, our service is always bilingual, both in English and Chinese.
在这里没有一个语言的隔阂。
Therefore, there is no language barrier here.
弟兄姊妹能够在这里一同领受主在我们这个聚会的一个托付。
So brothers and sisters together will receive this entrustment from the Lord.
我们相信呢，主在各个地方的聚会，主都有他特别的一个托付。
We believe that in every place on earth that God, the Lord, always has His own entrustment to every specific congregation.
在许多的地方呢，很可惜的，许多啊孩子因为他们不是讲中文，他是讲啊本地的话呢，以至于当孩子们长大了以后，大人跟小孩子们聚会就分开了。
But it's quite a shame because of the language barrier. When our kids, when they grow up, they speak their own languages. Adults and youth are now separated.
那在这里，我们是在看见主在这些年间呢，啊，让这些孩子们能够与我们一同领受我们从主所领受的。
But here, we really thank our Lord that throughout these years, that all our children can receive together with.The entrustment that God has given us.
我记得我刚来这伊斯林聚会的时候。
I remember when I first came to Isling Assembly.
Jeff 跟 Chris 两个孩子呢，他们也不过才 kindergarten 的学生。
Jeff and Chris were just kindergarten students.
但是经过这一段年日，他们已经是大人了。
But throughout these days, they are now adults.
以前他们是在主日学。
Before they were in children's Sunday school.
现在他们跟我们一起服侍。
Now they're serving together with us.
我再想想，再过几年我们都要退休了。
And I also think that a few more years that we're all about to retire.
他们在聚会中，更多的孩子们都要在聚会中担负责任。
And more people from our youth group will take more responsibility then.
我们在主里面可以一同交通。
But together in the Lord, we could fellowship with one another.
我们一同服侍。
We serve together.
这是神在每一个地方所要兴起的见证。
This is the testimony that God wants to raise up in every place.
我们为着这个，我们感谢主。
And for this, we really thank our Lord.
实在是主的保守。
Because it's truly His keeping.
我们应该宝贵主所宝贵的。
And we need to treasure. that the Lord treasures.
关于到这个话语的供应。
Now as to the provision of the word.
我想我不晓得其他的聚会到底话语的供应情形真实的情况如何。
I don't know exactly what the conditions of the provision of the Lord are in other congregations.
就着我们自己来说。
But for ourselves.
也许我们所传递的话语它的广度没有我们所向往的那么广。
Maybe the word we have been declaring is not as wide as we expect it to be.
但是我们的深度不会比别人差。
However, the depth of God's word will never be less than others.
记不记得保罗对提摩太提醒他一件事情？
Do you recall the admonition that Paul says to Timothy?
他说你要在言语、行为、信心、爱心、诚实上的清洁上呢，显出你的长进来。
Indeed, in word, in faith, in cleanliness, you have to show your progress.
在这五个或者六个方面来说呢，
in
我想
five or six aspects，
乃是讲到一个基督徒属灵的长进。
It all speaks of a Christian spiritual progress.
如果我们以这五方面来说的话，
If we consider these five parts，
我想弟兄们在这里所传递的信息都是根据这些方面。
I believe that all the messages that our brothers have been sharing are based upon these，
并且弟兄们在这里更是把如何在恩膏里面来跟随主，
and especially in reference to how to follow the Lord according to the anointing.
如何看见神永远的目的。
And seeing how we could see the eternal purpose of God.
并且在十字架的操练上面。
As to the practice of the lesson of the cross.
我们针对在这属灵的长进上。
And especially in reference to the spiritual maturity.
我想话语的供应并不是缺乏。
I believe God's word in these respects never lacks here.
重要的是在另外一方面。
But more importantly, on the other hand,
我们不能够只单单的靠主日的一次的信息，要叫我们属灵上能够长进。
To be spiritually growing, we shall never depend upon Sunday's message solely.
我们需要自己殷勤地来读主的话。
But we ourselves need to study God's word diligently.
我们需要在各样的环境中能够学习在圣灵里面来经历主的自己。
So in all circumstances, we need to experience the Lord Himself in the Spirit.
这样的长进才是实在的。
This kind of progress is solid.
并且在这些年间，
And also throughout these years,
我更感觉到主实在是恩待在我们中间这些出口的弟兄们。
And I always feel that the Lord has been very gracious to all the brothers who are God's mouthpieces.
弟兄们在话语上越过实在越看出他们的长进来。
More and more we could see their progress.
所以我们实在要宝贵这一些。
So truly we need to treasure all these.
那第二个问题。
Now the second question is.
他说呢，在许多的聚会里头。
She said that in many fellowships.
他们虽然没有这一些，
although they do not have any of these we just mentioned，
但是这些弟兄姊妹仍然是爱主。
These brothers and sisters still love the Lord，
他们也服侍主。
They also serve him，
传福音也很有果效。
And when they share the gospels and we could see all the fruits，
神也很祝福他们。
Even God richly blesses them。
我想这实在是主一个很大的一个恩典。
I believe that is truly a great, tremendous grace from the Lord.
我讲主呢，他是何等的丰富。
I believe that how abundant our Lord is.
主呢，乐意把他一切的恩典赏赐给人。
So it pleases him to give all of his grace to people.
那我们做父母的，我们就可以体会这个心。
Now we as parents could somehow feel this.
你比方讲，我有两个女儿。
For example, I have two daughters.
我们乐意把我们所能的呢来供应给他们。
And it just pleases us to give them all that we could provide.
他们有所期望的，我们按着我们的能力尽量的来满足他们。
We will do whatever we can to satisfy their desires.
这是一方面。
Now this is one aspect.
但是儿女是不是能够来讨父母的喜悦呢？
But can children please the parents?
这是另外一回事情。
This is another story.
也许其中两位都是啊，很知道我们的心，然后愿意在各方面来讨我们的喜悦。
Maybe our children really know our hearts and really want to please us in all things.
也许只有一个。
Maybe just one of them does so.
都没有。
Maybe neither of them would do so.
同样的情形呢，在整个教会的历史或者整个圣经里头也同样的记载。
Now, in the whole Bible and in the whole church history, the same principle is recorded the same way.
我想圣经在旧约中记载特别的多。
Now, in Old Testament, the Bible has so many accounts.
但是我举一个例子就好。
On this, but I'll just share you with one example.
在以色列人被掳到巴比伦去的时候。
When the Israelites were taken captive to Babylon.
在整个巴比伦的犹太人大概有一两百万人。
There were about 1 or 2 million Jews in the whole Babylon.
神在那里暗暗地保守他们。
And God had been keeping them in secretly.
祝福他们。
Been blessing them.
希望他们在那里能够安居乐业。
God had been hoping that they would settle down in safety.
但是等到时候满足的时候。
But when the fullness of the time arrived.
神呼召以色列的百姓要重回耶路撒冷来重建圣殿。
When God called His children to come back to Jerusalem to rebuild His temple,
弟兄姊妹，大家记不记得有多少人答应这个呼召呢？
Approximately how many people who actually responded to this calling? Do you recall?
犹太人加他们的仆人总共49,000人。
There were 49,000 people, Jews plus their servants all counted together.
你如果仔细算一下，大概3%。
If you count it carefully, it is about just 3% out of all the Jews.
他们这一班人愿意答应满足神所要的，回到耶路撒冷来重建圣殿。
These people were willing to respond to God's calling, trying to satisfy God's heart to come back to Jerusalem to rebuild it.
在圣经告诉我们。
And the Bible also shows us.
当所罗巴伯拿起线砣开始要重新建造的时候。
When Zerubbabel took up the measuring line, when he was about to rebuild the temple,
耶和华这位七眼的灵
The Lord who has the eyes of seven spirits,
他的心是何等的欢喜。
How joyful his heart was.
两百万人仍然停留在那里。
Whereas two million people still stay there.
神继续供应他们一切的恩典。
And God continued to provide for them.
但是只有 3%, 三个百分比的人愿意回来满足神的心。
But out of all these people, only 3% would come back to satisfy God's heart.
我想这实在是一件我们今天需要在主面前好好思想的。
I believe truly this is something we need to reflect on very carefully before the Lord.
但是我们还要来看另外一个点。
Here, we would like to share another point.
我们是不是先请弟兄姊妹来看一下历代志下第一章。
So, 2 Chronicles, chapter 1, would you please turn to it?
我们念第一节到第六节。
We will read from verse 1 to 6.
大卫的儿子所罗巴伯国立啊国位坚固，耶和华他的神与他同在，使他甚为尊大。所罗门吩咐以色列众人，就是千夫长、百夫长、审判官、首领与族长都来。所罗门和会众都住基片的丘坛，在那里有神的会幕，就是耶和华仆人摩西在旷野所制造的，只是神的约柜，大卫已经从基列耶林搬到他所预备的地方，因他曾在耶路撒冷为约柜支搭的帐幕，并且户珥的孙子乌利的儿子比撒列所造的铜坛也在基片耶和华的会幕前。对不起，所罗门和会众就进坛前，所罗门上到耶和华面前会幕的铜坛那里，献1000牺牲为燔祭。
2 Chronicles chapter 1. Now Solomon the son of David was strengthened in his kingdom, and the Lord his God was with him and exalted him exceedingly. And Solomon spoke to all Israel, to the captains of thousands and of hundreds, to the judges and to every leader in all Israel, the heads of the fathers' houses. Then Solomon and all the assembly with him went to the high place that was at Gibeon, for the tabernacle meeting with God was there, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, had made in the wilderness. But David had brought up the ark of God from Kirjath-Jearim to the place of David had prepared for it, for he had pitched a tent for it at Jerusalem. Now the bronze altar that Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, had made, he put before the tabernacle of the Lord. Solomon and the assembly sought him there, and Solomon went up there to the bronze altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of meeting, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings on it.
这里我们要弟兄姊妹特别注意，就是在基片那里有摩西所建造的会幕。
Brothers and sisters, note especially that at Gibeon there was this tabernacle built by Moses.
但是这个会幕缺少了一样最重要的东西。
However, one most important thing was missing in the tabernacle.
就是约柜不在会幕那里。
That is the ark of the tabernacle, ark of the covenant was missing.
会幕乃是在耶路撒冷，在大卫的帐幕那里。
And the Ark of Covenant was in Jerusalem in the tent of David.
我们再请看新约使徒行传第十五章。
Now let's turn to New Testament, Acts chapter 15.
我们读十六到十七节，十八节，对。
6 to 18.
正如经上所写的，此后我回来重新修造大卫倒塌的帐幕，把那破坏的重新修造建立起来，叫余剩的人，就是凡称为我名下的外邦人。这里的旧事，实在说来，原文的翻译应该翻作叫余剩的人和凡称为我名下的外邦人都寻求主。这话是从创世以来显明这事的主说的。
Verse 15, and with this the words of the prophets agree, just as it's written, after this I will return and will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will set it up, so that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who does all these things known to God from eternity are all his works. Here he speaks of the people and the remnants of the Lord.
最后我们请看启示录第二章。
Lastly, Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章啊，我们从第一节读到第五节。
We will read from verse 1 to 5.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说， 我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能人容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你也仍忍耐曾为我的名劳苦并不乏倦。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 1. To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil, and you have tested those who say they are apostles, and are not, and have found them liars, and you have persevered, and have patience.And have labored for my name's sake, and have not become weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent.
我想我们回到这个审视恩典的这个原则上。
Now let's come back to the very principle when God gives His grace.
神实在乐意把恩典施给他的儿女们。
It simply pleases God to give all His grace to His children.
我们从刚刚所读的历代志下第一章到一到六节，那你可以看到。
From verse 1 to 6 in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, we could see it here.
在神的会幕那里
That at the God's tabernacle
我想这个会幕呢所预表的乃是一个正统的东西在那里
Which simply represents the orthodoxy thing from God
它有铜祭坛
Because it has a bronze altar
它有圣所
It has a sanctuary
在圣所里面仍然有陈设饼的桌子
And within the sanctuary It has the showbread table
仍然有这个金灯台
It has a golden lampstand
仍然有金香炉
It has a golden censer
但是没有主的同在在那里
Although it does not have the presence of the Lord
因为约柜所预表的就是神的同在
Because the Ark of Covenant typifies God's presence
这个神的同在盼望弟兄姊妹能够稍微注意
Now brothers and sisters I would like to ask you to notice this God's presence
神的同在不是像我们一般想象的我们都一同在一个地方。
God's presence is not as what we think that all together we're in one place.
不错，是有那个意思。
Yes, it does have that kind of connotation.
但是神的同在在圣经里面有更大的意义。
But in the Bible, God's presence has bigger meaning.
神的同在乃是表明神在那里掌权。
It means that God is ruling there.
记不记得主耶稣告诉他的门徒说两三个人奉我的名聚集我就在他们的中间
Do you recall that Jesus tells his disciples that as long as two or three people are gathered in my name I am in their midst
奉我的名聚集
In my name to be gathered
英文乃是讲到在我的名下
It simply means it is in my name in English
什么意思呢
But then what does it mean?
乃是表明主在那里有绝对的主权。
It means that the Lord has absolute sovereignty there.
主的旨意能够在那里得到通行。
And His will be done there.
那表明主的同在。
It simply denotes God's presence.
但是在基遍的会幕这里，约柜不在那里。
But in Gibeon at the tent of the tabernacle, the Ark of Covenant wasn't there.
表明主主权不在那里。
It shows us that God's sovereignty wasn't there.
主的主权乃是在大卫约柜的帐幕那里。
And God's sovereignty is in the Ark of Covenant in the tent of, of David.
这里我们可以看见啊，在今天整个基督教的一个光景里头。
Today we can also see among all the Christianity.
我们可以看见在那里能有许多的献祭。
We could see so many offering of sacrifices.
许多人仍然在那里得救。
And so many people are being saved.
仍然啊有陈设饼陈设在那里。
The table of showbread are still there.
仍然有主的话在那里有供应。
And they have the provision of God's word.
仍然有灯台在那里照亮。
And also the lampstands continue to give light.
仍然有主的光在那里。
The Lord's light is there.
仍然有啊金香炉在那里。
And the Lord's golden censers is there also.
主的啊祷告或多或少仍然答应神儿女的祷告。
And the Lord more or less answers his children's prayers.
但是约柜不在那个地方。
However, the Ark of the Covenant isn't there.
这是我们需要特别警醒的。
And this is something we really have to take heed on.
我讲两个例子，弟兄姊妹就明白。
Now I'd like to share you with two examples so that you can understand this point.
再说，我们没有在这里要定罪任何人。
Let me say it again. I have no intention to condemn anybody.
我们在这里要来提醒我们自己。
We are simply reminding ourselves here.
第一个例子呢
？Now the first example is.
我在公司有一个查经班。
That at my work I have a Bible study class.
这个查经班在那里已经十几年了。
It has been in existence for more than 10 years.
我来到这个公司的时候。
When I came to my company.
我在主面前祷告呢，我希望在这里有一个聚会。
I had a prayer before the Lord that I would like to start a fellowship.
感谢主呢，主半年前啊。让一位姊妹带我进到这个查经班里。
I thank the Lord that about six months ago, a sister brought me to this fellowship.
这是一个啊讲英文的一个聚会。
Now this is an English speaking fellowship.
并且是在每个礼拜四中午的时候呢，我们啊用电话连线。
And on every Thursdays at noon, we would be on conference call.
在我们公司呢有好几个厂在各州的里面。
And among all the sites of our company.
那我们就开始用电话，我们一起查经。
We could start Bible studying through the phone.
我非常喜欢这个聚会。
I like this fellowship so much.
我常常跟我姊妹讲呢，我工作二十几年了。
I often tell my wife that I've been working 20 plus years.
每天能够 keep 我去公司呢，很 exciting 去上班的呢。
The very thing that would motivate me and make me so zealously trying to go to work.
就是礼拜四中午的查经班。
Is this Thursday's Bible study?
那我们呢，这个聚会里面确实啊，非常的好。
At this fellowship, it simply is wonderful.
我们有。大概有四五位啊弟兄在带领。
We have four or five leading brothers.
其中有一位呢，他快要退休了。
One of them is about to retire.
他准备退休呢，要当传道人。
And after he retires, he wants to become full-time God servant.
他呢，对圣经非常的熟悉。
He is well versed in God's word.
并且呢，他也非常的。啊，在主的话语上认识准确。
And also, he knows God's word accurately.
他有一颗心，真是向着主。
Because he really has this heart toward the Lord.
当我们在那里查经的时候
，As we are studying the Bible,
我们每一次查完经呢，总是会有 prayer request， 就是我们希望别人为我们代祷。
Now at the end of every Bible studying, we always have this prayer request.
我们就看见呢，人所需要的都是以自己所想要的。
And we could see that people are so self-centered, always want to get what they desire.
为我家里的猫啊、狗啊生病的祷告。
So the prayer request range from praying for my sick dogs or cats.
为着我啊。儿女啊，他们远离了主来祷告。
Praying for our children who have been gone far away from the Lord.
哇，我的邻居呢，他们正在办离婚手续呢，请多为他们祷告。
And also my neighbors are in the process of a divorce. Please pray for them.
然后某某人今天又生病了，或者是啊，我们某一个厂要卖走了，那些。弟兄姊妹需要找工作，请你为他们祷告。
Or so and so is looking for a job, or a certain side of our company is about to be sold. So please pray for them.
我想为这些祷告没有问题。
I don't have any problems with all these prayer requests.
主有丰富的恩典，他也愿意供应我。
Our Lord, with His abundant grace, is pleased to provide for us.
但是有。一件事情
But one thing
就是说我们是不是把主放在一个首位上
That is, do we put the Lord in preeminence?
有一个姊妹呢就是带我到这个查经班一位姊妹她大概50岁了
Now this sister who brought me to this fellowship She is in her 50s
她也非常爱主
She loves the Lord dearly
她没有孩子
She has no children
他呢？过去两年，他要收认养一个孩子。
For the past 2 years, she was thinking about adopting a child.
这个孩子呢，是在苏联的西伯利亚。
The child was from Siberia in Soviet Union.
他们透过一个代理人呢，帮他们连上这个，然后处理这些手续，花了不少钱，也。去了西伯利亚几次，然后这个孩子呢，他们也带到美国他家来住了几个礼拜，去年的时候，但是正式的手续都没有完成。
Now through an adoption agent, the sister was connected with this child, and she also went to Siberia several times. She spent a lot of time, even invited the child over to stay with her for several weeks.
那他呢常常叫我们为他祷告
But nothing has been worked out yet So she often makes this request
今年七月的时候他们正式通知来说可以过去了
Now the past July They finally sent her the formal notification That she could go over to Siberia now
但是呢刚好那个因为 Georgia 那一件事情呢苏联跟美国的关系出现了裂痕
Now, because of the incident of Georgia, America and Russia had this frayed relationship. I don't know if this incident has an impact on her adoption of the child. Because all of a sudden, she told us that the adoption agency's license was all of a sudden invoked.
他过去所花的钱所花的时间呢，并且这个孩子的前途呢，完全都泡汤了。
So all the time, all the money, and even the future of the child has now gone down the drain.
这个孩子呢，八岁还住在孤儿院的里面。
Now this child was 8 years old, still in the orphanage.
他呢想尽办法要把那个孩子这个手续完全赶快办好。
She's been trying very hard to finish all the adoption of procedures.
然后我经过几次的困难重重呢，他要我们多为他祷告，我们也在主面前多为他祷告。
Because of all these obstacles, she has been repeatedly asking us to pray for her, and we do so.
那有一天呢，她刚好经过我的桌子那里。
But one day when it just happened that she passed by my desk.
所以呢他就坐下来跟我稍微交通了一下这件事情。
And then she sat down and she started fellowshipping with me on this very matter.
他开始说呢他是在不坚持这个。
And then she goes that I will no longer insist on this thing.
如果但是他一直想到这个孩子在那里生活的情况怎么不好怎么可怜。
But whenever she thinks of the miserable, terrible situation that the child has been living there.
所以我就想说呢，也许我应该把住在我里面的感觉我告诉他。
At this point, I feel that I need to share the feeling that God has placed in my heart with her.
他呢，我就跟他讲说，我的感觉呢，好像主并没有特别要你一定要去把这个孩子领养过来。
I told her that it is my feeling from the Lord that I don't think the Lord really wants you to bring the child over.
如果这些困难不过是主给你一点的暗示。
All these obstacles simply serve as hints from the Lord.
也许你应该把自己完全交在主的手中，让主来定夺这一切。
Maybe you should commit yourself to the Lord and let Him make all the decisions.
并且把这个孩子交在主的手中，主会带领他一生的道路的。
And commit the child into the hand of the Lord, and the Lord will lead all his life.
他看着我。
And she simply looked at me.
他非常失望。
She was quite disappointed.
他是希望也许我们可以讲好听的话。
She was hoping that I would speak words of condolence.
但是我们有没有看到主的主权在那里？
But have we all seen God's sovereignty in this matter?
我们要的就是我们要的。
We want what we desire.
主的主权在哪里？
Where is the Lord's sovereignty?
这个就是在欺骗的会幕的面前。
And this is exactly the situation of the tabernacle at Gibeon.
神可以祝福你。
God could certainly bless you.
但是神不在那里。
However, God is not in the midst.
因为主权不在那里。
Because His sovereignty is not there.
清楚吗？
Are you clear on this?
再讲另外一件事。
Now let me mention another thing.
我们常常听见主弟兄姊妹交通道一件事情。
We often hear this when brothers and sisters share on certain thing.
某某人我去求他帮忙的时候，或者是某某神的仆人，我去求他帮忙的时候，他就马上答应我。
On so and so God's servant, when I go and ask for help, right away he agreed to help.
然后他就尽他所能的来帮助。
And then this person would do whatever he within his exertion to help me.
实在太好了。
It's wonderful.
这才是服侍主的榜样。
That this should be the model of serving the Lord.
如果几年前我听见这个话，我心里真是要阿门。
If this was said to me a few years ago, I would certainly amen in my heart.
并且我们真是要学习这个榜样。
And I would feel that we really need to follow this example.
但是这几年来，主的光再一次光照我们。
But throughout these years, the Lord's light has been enlightening on us.
记不记得主在马太在约翰福音讲到这个？
Do you recall that the Lord speaks of this matter on in the book of John?
有当祝棚节到的时候。
On the feast of Tabernacle, the booth.
他的兄弟要上耶路撒冷去过节。
When his brothers were about to go to Jerusalem to hold the feast.
他说他的兄弟不相信主，并且告诉他说人要显扬自己的名声，就在这个时候你要上去过节。
His brothers did not believe in Jesus and told Jesus that if you want to make your declare your fame, it is the right time to go there.
主说你们的时候是方便的。
The Lord said that your time is expedient.
我的时候还没有到。
My time has not yet arrived.
主他有 他的时候
，The Lord has His own timing。
因为父要他所做的时候还没有到。
Because the time that God wants him to do things is not yet arrived。
仆人不能大过主人。
So the servant can never be above the master。
先生不能够大过老师。
And the student cannot be above the master。
学生不能大过老师。
The student cannot be above the master。
我们今天服侍主的人。
Now all of us today who serve the Lord。
如果我们是在基甸会幕的面前在服侍。
If we're serving before the tabernacle at Gibeon。
需要一来，我们马上就有反应。
When we instantly respond to our needs，
因为我们的时候是方便的。
Because our time is always convenient。
我们的主需要来到大卫约柜的跟前。
However, our Lord needs to come to the Ark of Covenant at David's tent。
在约柜那里，他需要等候。
And at the Ark of Covenant, he needs to wait on God.
他需要求问。
He needs to inquire.
等到主有父有反应的时候。
Until the Father responds.
主才有反应。
Then our Lord would act accordingly.
今天我们的时候是不是常常方便呢？
Today is our time always convenient.
如果我们的时候是方便的，我们就是活在基甸会幕面前那个原则底下。
If our time is always convenient, then we are living under the principle of the ark of the tabernacle at Gibeon.
那我们时候如果不方便，我们就是活着需要回来活在大卫帐幕的原则底下。
However, if our time is not expedient all the times, then that tells us we need to come back to live under the principle of the tent of David.
那大卫帐幕的原则是什么呢？
What is the principle of the tent of David?
我们请看一下第二十诗篇第二十七篇。
Please, let's read Psalm 27.
我们念三处的圣经。
We will read three portions.
在二十七篇第四节，他说：“有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。”
Psalm 27:4.One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple.
求问。
Inquire.
第八节。
Verse 8.
你说你们当寻求我的面，那时我心向你说，耶和华，你的面，我正要寻求。
When you said, seek my face,My heart said to you, Your face, Lord, I will seek.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
要等候耶和华。当壮胆，刚坚固你的心，我再说要等候耶和华。
Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
大卫在他的帐幕面前这个原则乃是一个寻求等候的原则。
The principle before the tent of David is the principle of searching and of waiting.
在基甸的会幕面前，我们的时候总是方便。
And before the tabernacle at Gibeon, our time is always convenient.
在约柜的面前，时候总是不方便的。
But before the Ark of the Covenant, our time is always not.
并且越来越多呢，从这里退去了。
And more we should withdraw from this conveniency.
所以到使徒行传，我们刚刚所读的呢，看到大卫的帐幕已经倒塌了。
Now in Acts we just read that the tent of David has fallen down.
就着属灵来看，乃是讲到整个寻求主，让主在那里能够有同在主权，能够在那里啊掌权的整个已经倒塌了。
Spiritually speaking, that the very condition of seeking God's sovereignty, waiting on the Lord, has now broken down.
所以在雅各他在那里所讲的话，乃是要重新恢复这一个见证。
So that what the verse spoken by Jacob says is that the testimony needs to be restored.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们慢慢可以进入圣灵所要对我们所说的话。
So brothers and sisters, are we gradually entering into the word that the Holy Spirit wants to talk to us about?
为什么弟兄们常常在这里讲到说今天的教会光景荒凉？
Why is it brothers here often mention that today the conditions of the church is simply desolate?
荒凉不荒凉，看你站在哪一个位置上。
Desolation or not, it all depends on which standing you take.
你如果站在基遍的会幕面前，
If you stand before the tabernacle at Gibeon,
那里是一个兴旺，
And that's a thriving place.
主快要回来了。
The Lord is coming quickly.
那里是一个极大的兴旺。
However, there you see all the tremendous thriving.
但是你如果来到约柜的面前，
But if you come before the Ark of Covenant,
你看到大卫的帐幕还在倒塌的情况，
Then you will see the very situation where the tent of David is still fallen down.
主没有地位。
Where the Lord has no place.
所以到了启示录的时候，
Therefore, when we come to Revelation,
主告诉以弗所的教会，
The Lord told the church at Ephesus,
我知道你们有许多的劳苦，
I know you have so much labor,
你们也很殷勤，
And you're also very diligent,
你们也在主的话语上也很注重，
And you also place much emphasis on the Lord's word.
但是有一件事情你已经失去了，
But one thing you have lost.
主在你们中间没有那个地位，
That is, the Lord has no standing in your place.
外面的情形没有改变，
Outwardly, nothing has changed.
各样的活动，各样的服事照样进行，
All the activities, all the services continue to go on.
但是那个最基要的约柜不在中间。
But the most fundamental matter is the lacking of the Ark of Covenant there.
主不看外面的一切工作。
Our Lord never regards all the outward works.
主要看他自己在聚会的当中有没有主权在那里。
He wants to see among all the fellowships, does he have the sovereignty there?
如果没有的话，这个见证要被挪开。
Without this, then this very testimony has to be removed.
这是一个极严肃的一个警告。
And this is such a solemn, serious warning.
但愿今天早上主借着这一点点的时间有限的话语，
If only this morning, through these limited words within this limited time,
主来提醒我们，
The Lord would once again remind us,
我们一切的侍奉乃是以他为中心。
That all our services should be God-centered.
我们的敬拜乃是以他为中心。
And our service should be Christ-centered.
我们的生活也要以他为中心。
Even our living should be centered around him.
传福音不是一件错的事情。
Now sharing gospel could never be a wrong thing.
我们有任何事情服侍，我们生病，我们有需要来到主面前求问，都不是任何问题。
All of our needs, all our ministries, whenever we have certain requests, we need to bring them before the Lord. It's not wrong.
重要的是主是不是在我们的首位上。
But what is most importantly is that if the Lord has sovereignty in us,
我们一切的根源是不是先在主面前求问？
All the source of our requests, have we brought it before the Lord to inquire of Him?
当主的主权显出来的时候，
When His sovereignty is revealed,
我们愿不愿意在主面前顺服？
Are we willing to obey the Lord before Him?
我想感谢主，让我们今天早上有这么样一点的交通。
I really thank the Lord that this morning we could have such a fellowship.
我们请低头再有一点祷告。
Would you please bow your head? Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们是在